We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Bemenachem, Shevichav Yaakov, Pinchas Elio. We are in Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah, Hey, Ve'elu Devarim She'en Nishboin Aleihem. These are the following on this list are, we discussed it a little bit already about Karka, are where, we, in these cases, if there's a claim about any of these things on this list, there's no Shavua De'oraisa of, let's say, Modim and Mixas. Ha'avadim, when it comes to an Evid Kanani, non-Jewish slaves, V'hashtaros, a contract, a document, Karkos, which is land, real estate, vahakdeshos, and something that belongs to Hekdesh. Now, why is a person pater from a shvu in such a case? Of course, when it comes to the Parashas HaShomrim, which is where we have the source of taking a shvu, taking an oath, we have a klal, prat uklal. What does it say? It says, ki tein ish el re'ehu. So that's a klal, that's a generalization. It doesn't say what you give your friend to watch. Kesef o kelim, then there's a prat. Kesef or kelim, that's a detail. Then lishmor, to guard, that's another klal. So klal, prat, uklal, what that principle of expounding psukim, the rule is, iata dan elekein haprat. How do we judge such a case? What's included in this case is anything that's like the prat. Just like the prat, what's in the prat? The kesef kalim. So what is kesef kalim? What's the common denominator between kesef and kalim? It's a davar hametaltel, it's movable, the gufo mamon, and it has inherent value. So too, where you chayv to take a shvua. So remember, this is the speaking about taking a shvuah as a shomer. So where you have to take an oath when it's a davar metaltel, where it's a movable object, and a gufa mamon has inherent value. So karka, of course, is excluded because it's not metaltelin. Avadim, an evid kanani, is like considered like property, and therefore it's compared to karka based on the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, v'hisnachaltem osam levnechem acharechem loreshes achuzah. That's a reference to the evid kanani. Evid kanani is like property. It's passed down. It's inherited in future generations. So it's compared to Loreshes Achuza, the Vistachal Temosam, the Evid Kanan, will be like an Achuza. So Karka is excluded because it's not movable. Because it's not like Kesef and Kalim. Avadim Kananim are excluded because they're like Karka. Why are Shtaros, documents, IOUs excluded? Because even though they're metaltal and immovable, they're not Gufa Mamo. They don't have inherent value. You can withdraw from someone's account based on a Shtar, based on a check, based on a deed, but it doesn't mean that, but it doesn't have inherent value. It's not like Kesef or Kalim. And why is Hekdesh excluded from the rule of taking a Shvuah? Because it says, Ki Tein Ish El Re'ehu. Re'ehu means your friend, that excludes Hekdesh. So not only is there no Shavua on Avadim, Shtaros, Karkos, and Hekdeshos, but Ein Bahem Tashlumei Kefil. If they were stolen, let's say an Evid Kanani is stolen, a document is stolen, so there's no Kefil as well. Why? Because when it comes to Geneva, the Pasuk says, Al kol devar pesha, and that's a klal, that's a generalization. Al shor al chamor, al se al salma, those are details, that's a prat. And then it says al kol aveda. So now it gives another klal. So klal, prat, or klal, what's the rule? You follow what's similar to the prat. So what is similar to the prat? The prat there has what's on the list. This is similar, there's animals and salma and clothing. And once again, it's a what's the common denominator? It's a metaltal and it's movables. And gufo mamon, all of those have inherent value. What's excluded? The same list. Karka, Evid Kanani, Shtaros, and Hekdeshos are excluded because the pasuk says there as well. Yishalim Shnaim Lireyehu, it excludes Hekdesh. Velo Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha. There will be no, if a person stole a shor or a seh of Hekdesh, and he slaughtered it or sold it, he doesn't pay five times for the shor and four for the seh. Why? Because since you're pater from kefel, there's no dalav v'hei either. Because dalav v'hei, four and five times includes a kefel. There's no kefel, there's no dalav v'hei. Shomer chinom eino nishba. A shomer chinom, who who claims that he's only chayev for negligence. So if he claims that something was stolen from him or it was lost, the pikadon, the deposit, the object he's watching, he has to, we know he normally takes a shvua. Pasuk says, v'nikrav balabais el helukim. But if a shomer chinam was given an eved kanani or a star or a behemoth of hektesh to guard and it was lost, or he was given karka to guard and it got ruined, he doesn't have to take a shvua that he wasn't negligent, because a shvua does not apply, because the pasuk says ki itain ish ereo kesef hokelim lishmor. That's what we had earlier, that pasuk. Klal prada klal, you don't take a shvua on karka avadim shtaros and hektashos. No say sachar, ain't no mishalim. The shomer sachar will not have to pay in such a case. What does it say? It says when it comes to the shomer sachar, vim gonovi gonev mehimo yishalim lavav. The shomer sachar has a higher degree of liability than the shomer chinam. He, the shomer sachar, has to pay for geneva and aveda. But if that happens, he does not have to pay, because avadim and shtaros, karka and hektashos, he doesn't have to pay if they're stolen or lost, because once again, we have the paski ish el reyu chamor or shor o seba chol behemalishmor. This is with respect to the shomer sachar. So el reyu excludes hektesh, chamor, shor, and se. Those are once again, what's the kein haprat, the details, what's the common denominator there? Davar hametalta legufu mamon, they're movable and have inherent value. So karka avadim nishtaros are excluded. Rabbi Shimon omer kochim shechayav ba'achra yuson nishba in Alehen, Visha'eno Chayev Bach Rayusan, Ainish Ban Alehen. Rabbi Shimon says the following. Let's say you have karbonos, animals, that you Chayev Bach Rayus, you have responsibility upon them. What does that mean? Person says, Hare Alai Karbon. I take upon myself to bring a karbon, and then separates now an animal, a sheep that he's going to bring as a karbon. So the halacha there is, he's Chayev Bach Rayus. He's responsible to replace that animal, if that animal is lost, so he still have to bring a carbon anyway, he has to take a different animal. Why? Because he didn't say Hare Zu carbon. This is designated as a carbon, which is what we would call a nedava, and if that animal's lost or stolen, there's nothing he doesn't have to worry about, because the animal's not here anymore. He doesn't have to replace it with the new one, because here he said Hare Alai carbon. Hare Alai means I take upon myself to bring a carbon. If the animal after that I now designate is lost, so then I have to bring a new one, because I said I took upon myself to take a carbon. That's what we call kachim shechayev ba'achrayusim, karbanos that you chayev to replace if they have to take responsibility upon them. So therefore, he believes that if you have such an animal, such a carbon, we assume since he's chayev ba'achrayus, it's like it is in his rishus, and he believes you would take a shvua upon it. But v'she'enu chayev ba'achrayusim, if you designated an animal and said harei zu carbon, and that was lost, he's not chayev to bring another carbon in its place. So such a case, that einish bar nalim, he wouldn't have to take a shvua, because those are considered like they are in the rishus of hektesh. And in rishus of hektesh, we know you don't have to, there is no shvua when it comes to hektesh animals. But if it's a carbon that was lost, that would not be considered, if you would have to replace it, so that animal, we wouldn't consider that belonging to Hektesh yet, because potentially, because that's still yours in the sense that you would have to replace it if it's lost, and therefore you would have to take a shvua on that. Halacha, though, however, does not follow Rabbi Shimon, whether the kachim, there's a chiyuv achrayus to replace it or not, there's no shvua on karbanos. So just to understand what it means, there's no shvua on avadim, shtaros, karkos, v'hektashos, let's take the following example. You have a case where someone, let's say, has a Reuven claims from Shimon, oh, you owe me this document that says $100 is owed to me. And Shimon says, I don't have such a document. I have a document that says that you're owed $75. So this is like a check that says that's what you're owed. So does Shimon take a shvua modeh b'mitzvah? The answer is no, because it's not about money. It's not about movables. This is about shtar. This is about an IOU. So there is no, he doesn't have to take a shvua that he doesn't owe the rest, because he doesn't owe a shtar that's worth, you know, 25, whatever it is. You have to do so. Same with when it comes to karka. You owe me, let's say, two houses you owe me, you bought whatever it is, I bought from you. He says, what are you talking about? I owe one I sold you, but the other one I did not. So then he's not the modi b'miksas in such a case. And the same thing would be true when it comes to a shomer. A person's a shomer, let's say on Eved Kanani. So a shomer, does he have to take a shvua on such a case? Oh, you're negligent with I asked you to watch this Eved for me or take care of whatever it is for a while, or to watch this shtar, this check for me, or this estate. And then I claim you were negligent. The Shomer Chinam says I was not negligent. So there's no shvua in these cases, even though there normally would be a shvua on movable objects that have inherent value. Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Meir Omer Yesh Dvarim Shehein Bakarka Ve'einon Kakarka Ve'ein Chachamim Modim Lo. Rabbi Meir says there are things that are actually in the ground, attached to the ground, and yet they don't have the status of karka, and therefore you would take a shvua on them. But the Chachamim don't agree. Ketzad, what's the case? So a person says to his friend, Eser Gefanim Teunos Masarti Lach. Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you 10 vines laden with grapes, and you owe me that. Bahalo Omer, and Shimon says, Einon Elochamesh, no, you only gave me 5 vines laden with grapes. Rabbi Meir Mechayev Shvua. Why? Because he says, although they may be still attached to the ground, we're not talking about when it was detached, that would be obvious. No, they're actually attached to the ground, these vines. Rabbi Meir says, Yechayev Shvua. They have, he claims that they do not have a din of karka, even though they're attached to the ground. Anything attached to the ground is considered like the ground. You would not take a shvua in this case of a modeh b'miksas. And the Gemara explains what the basis of machlokes is. We're speaking about where Reuven is claiming from Shimon grapes that are ready to be harvested. They're all ripe and ready, only libatzeh, ready to be harvested. So Reuven claims, anav, and you have grapes that are ready to be harvested, even though they're still attached to the ground, they're like they're harvested, and therefore they have a halacha like metaltolin, and therefore this is a modem and mixas case. He admitted to a partial claim, and therefore he admitted, so he should have to take a shvua that he doesn't owe the rest. Chachamim say no. Even though they are ready to be harvested, they're still attached to the ground, and they have the din of a karka, and there's no shvua that's taken upon them. However, the Gemara, let me first explain, the Chachamim only argue with Rabbi Meir regarding shomrim. If you're shomer on vines, whatever it may be, we're speaking about a case where the vines were given to him. Reuven gave the vines to Shimon, not to harvest, not to use, but to guard. So that's not exactly what we explained it. That's a simple reading in the Mishnah. But nonetheless, that's where the Chachamim argue Rabbi Meir. When it comes to being a shomer, so then we say, you're guarding the grapes, so then we say we treat the grapes like they are, the Chachamim disagree, we treat the grapes like they are attached to the ground. We disagree with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says they're the Yechai V'Shvua. Why? Because they are about to be harvested. The Chachamim say, no, they're still attached to the ground. But regarding Mekach U'Memkar, buying and selling, and Onah, fraud, where fraud, there is no halacha of ona when it comes to karka, or even modem and miksas, which seems to be the case of the Mishnah, the Chachamim would admit that if you have peros that are fruit that are about to be ripened, that are about to be harvested, they're considered like they're harvested, and we would treat them like metaltolin. And therefore, regarding buying and selling, and ona fraud, or price of fraud, and modem and miksas, in fact, the Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Meir that you are a chai b'shua, and we would treat the grapes that are ripe and about to be harvested as if they were detached from the ground, like they are a metatlin and not kaka. Only with respect to shomrin do we say there's no shua. Then the Mishnah says, ein nishba'im el aldavar shebamidav shebamishkal shebaminyan. When we speak about modem and miksas, taking that shua where there's a partial admission, that is only on something where both the claim and the admission is on something that has a measure or a mishkal, a weight, or minyan has a number. Mishnah explains, Ketzad. Let's say Reuven says to Shimon, Bayis malei masarti lach. I gave you a whole house full of grain to guard for me. V'kisma lema satyulach, or I gave you a purse full of coins, of money, for you to watch for me. V'ala omer, and Shimon responds, eni yodea. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how much grain you gave me, or fruit you gave me, or money you gave me. Elama shehinachta tanotel. Listen, whatever I have here, take. So if the claimant says, Reuven says, what do you mean? This is not, I gave a lot more. Yeah, a bias mali, you think this is a full house and this is a full purse? Pater. The nitva does not have to take a shvua of modi b'niksa. Sounds like he admitted, oh, take what's in front of me. It sounds like it's less than what Reuven claimed. Why does he not have to take a shvua? Because his hodah, his admission, had no mida, no measure, no weight, no number. He just said, take what's in front of me. That may be less than what you claimed, but this is not modi b'niksa where you chayev to take a shvua. But let's say, ze omer ad haziz, the claimant, Reuven says, oh, I gave you a house full of grain, and it was full of grain till that ziz, till that boar, that beam that sticks out of the house. That's where it was filled up till that point. And the Zelmer Arachalon, he says, no, it wasn't that much that you gave me. No, it only up till the window. That's all up till that opening in the wall. That's the amount of grain you gave me. It was much less than you claim. Then Chayav, then Shimon has to take a Shuvah de Mitzas because this is, he was Modeh in a Dabar Shedemida. This is a measure, it's a certain measure. It may not be number, may not be volume, but nonetheless it's the Mida, and therefore there would be a Shuvah of Modeh Mitzas. Where do we learn this from? That you need Mida, Mishkel, or Minyan when it comes to Odeh Mitzas. Because the Pasuk says, Kesef O Kalim, and the Mechilta teaches us, which is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, that kesef kelim, just like kesef is something that you count, so too the kelim that we're speaking of has to be something that potentially you can count, and therefore it has to be whether counting is just a form of measuring. So counting, midah, mishkel, minyan, and if you don't have that, it's not a taina at all.